Hi, I'm Ruth Willenborg. Welcome to this session in the Enabling Cloud Computing with WebSphere podcast. Today's topic is WebSphere Cloudburst Appliance, a technical overview. I hope that you guys out there are WebSphere or Portal or Process Server users, and you will be as excited as I am about this technology that will really make your life easier. In fact, you'll learn today how you can never have to install WebSphere or the fix packs or the feature packs again, and still, really easily use our products. When I'm done with the session today, I'll be providing you a set of resources where you can learn more about the technology, and I'd love to encourage you to come to one of our proof of technologies and really get hands-on with this new technology. Let's go ahead and get started. Today's agenda is a brief overview to help you understand sort of our background as to why we produce this set of products. I'll introduce you to the concepts, and then, as I mentioned, I'll provide you some resources so that you can learn more. So I think all of you are familiar with what's been going on over the last 15 years in IT and the increase in costs. And this is a little graphic which shows how these costs have been increasing. And there's a lot of attention that gets paid to the green bar, the power and cooling costs, and our whole green movement. And a lot of the drive behind virtualization is the need to cut these costs. And that's one of the benefits that you'll find that we'll talk about today with the WebSphere Cloudburst Appliance. But what I like to focus in on is that the real lion's share of the cost is around server management and administration. And that's really the sweet spot that we've been addressing with the technology we're going to share with you today. So as we introduce to you WebSphere Cloudburst Appliance, you can think of it as a technology that will enable your move to virtualization, enable your move to cloud computing, but fundamentally, at the end of the day, what we're really trying to do for you here is to simplify your management and administration of your WebSphere, your portal, your process server, your DB2 environments. So this move to virtualization and then sitting on top of that cloud computing to really provide shared environments. And over on the far left are public clouds. They get a lot of attention, but it's not where we've started. Where we've started with WebSphere Cloudburst Appliance is over on the right-hand side with technology to help you create your private clouds. Some people get a little intimidated by this concept of cloud computing. I don't want that, or I don't need that. In essence, what we're talking about here is really letting you effectively make shared resource pools within your organization for your WebSphere environments, and letting you do this in a privately owned environment, and with the real benefits that you're going to see from adopting this approach is what we highlight here on this chart on the far right. The driving of efficiency, standardization, and best practices, but while still letting you retain the customization and control, which is very difficult to do at this time in the public cloud models. So the technologies that we're going to talk about today are two, and they're the WebSphere Cloudburst Appliance and the IBM Hypervisor Edition products. The WebSphere Cloudburst Appliance is actually a physical appliance. It is the purple box that's pictured here, and it is a secure cloud management appliance. Its purpose in life is to really simplify your setup time for the WebSphere environments, and it does what we call it codifies your infrastructure, makes it very simple, very repeatable to get these environments up. This significantly reduces risk, especially of introducing change inadvertently between development, test, production environments, and day-to-day different deployments. We'll talk a little bit about how this is not just about deployment, though we spend a lot of time talking about that. We have capabilities to help you maintain and manage these environments once they're up. What we actually dispense off of the purple box and into your cloud is virtual images, and these are the Hypervisor Edition products. We started with the WebSphere Application Server, but this portfolio is being expanded out, and we now have Process Server, Portal Server on DB2 also available as virtual images. And these are new additions of the products that have been optimized for the virtual environments, and they're all pre-configured and ready to run on the hypervisor. And we actually deliver this software and support it. And we'll show you here how this isn't just the product, but it is actually the virtual image. So the Hypervisor Edition products, they include the operating system capabilities you need. They include the product, any fix packs, are all pre-installed. So they're ready to run. You're not actually ever running the WebSphere or the Process Server install programs again. They're also pre-configured. And there's the packaging for these is following a standard, which is the Open Virtualization Format Standard. So that describes the content of the image and the requirements. I mentioned right now we have these four Hypervisor Edition sets of images already available, the WebSphere Application Server, and that's already available for ESX, PowerVM, and ZVM. And these images, they support WebSphere Application Server, a single server, but also, as we'll look at, patterns for complete multi-machine cells. And all the feature packs are fully supported. Process Server likewise has single server and cluster definitions from the single image, and it includes a pre-configured database. So all of those Process Server tables and things that you need, all of that is already pre-installed and pre-configured as part of the images that are provided. And similarly, the Portal Server also has single server and clusters. And then we have a separate DB2 image. So if your application is also using DB2, you can have now multi-image patterns and deploy together your application server, your applications, and your database, all from the same appliance with some very, very simple interface that I'll show you here today. So those are the Hypervisor Edition images, and they work with the WebSphere Cloudburst appliance. And how does this work? There's really three parts to consider. There's first the appliance itself, and this is a hardware appliance that has on it the WebSphere Cloudburst function that we're going to talk about to customize and deploy images and patterns. It has the images, and some of them, like the application server, are preloaded on. The additional images, like Process Server and Portal, you would download from the web and import them onto the appliance. And then also included on the appliance is a set of patterns, which we'll show you. And you can also import patterns for the other products, like the Process Server patterns can also be imported. You interface with the appliance through either the 2.0 Web 2.0 user interface, but we also have a full CLI and REST APIs. And if you're like most of our users out there, you'll start out using our UI and then you'll be pleased as can be by how rich and easy the CLI is. And that's where most people, of course, end up because you guys don't want to sit in front of a screen all day. You just want to automate things and have them taken care of. So the appliance is really the management device where you're working. And what it's managing is your cloud. The model we've adopted is what we call bring your own cloud. So you actually bring the hypervisors where your applications run. So I want to make this very clear. The WebSphere application server and the applications are not running on the purple box. You guys have way too many applications to run on a single appliance. So you're bringing those hypervisors, as many of them as you need, but because we're virtualizing and helping figure out where to place them, you shouldn't need need as many as you probably have today. And we have, from a single appliance, the ability to work it with VMware, PowerVM, or ZVM, all from the same interface, all with the same paradigm. So this makes your life, really, really very simple. We're really very excited, in case you can't tell, about how this works. You also bring the storage. You can bring it local. You can bring a SAN. Of course, most people eventually will have SANs behind, any major hypervisor setup. And you bring the network and the IP addresses and things that we can use for the virtual images. And then how this works is you start out over on the appliance, interfacing with it, customizing and extending these images and patterns, and then you dispense them through the appliance and they run out in this environment. And then you can also manage them, so you would be applying maintenance out into this environment. So that's the big picture overview of how Webs for Cloudburst Appliance and the Hypervisor Edition images work. What I want to do right now then is take you through these major concepts just a little bit slower, so that you get a picture of how this all folds together. So the first concept is our catalog, and this is where the IBM provided virtual images live. As well as ones that you will customize. So what goes in the catalog when the images get loaded in, is we see the images themselves, and then we see the parts that we've configured within them. So we have these images and we have them pre-configured into different parts that you can use, even though when they actually get instantiated, they all get instantiated from the same image. So the application server, for example, is pre-configured with Deployment Manager, Custom Node, IHS. We've added with Webs for Cloudburst 2.0 the Webs for Application Server Intelligent Management Pack, which also includes on-demand router capabilities pre-configured. These are all optional, which of these you choose to use. Process Server likewise has a set of pre-configured parts, from standalone nodes to custom nodes and things, so that you can create whole golden topologies. The other thing that goes in the catalog are your scripts. And you can bring and reuse your existing WSAdmin scripts. So if you have existing scripts for configuring WebSphere, installing your applications, all of those will come in. You can bring them in and utilize them as part of your deployments, unchanged. So that's something else that our customers have really liked, is this ability to bring in their scripts and reuse them in this environment. So the catalog is the building blocks. You don't actually directly deploy these images, because none of you just want the boring WebSphere application server that we ship to you. What you want is your application, and you want this configured into topologies where you've got, deployment managers and custom nodes and web servers and various configurations, maybe all on one virtual machine, maybe spread across 5 or 6 or 10 or however many virtual machines you need. And that's our concept of patterns. And what you do with our pattern editor is you actually take these building blocks that we provide in the image, and you configure the topologies that you want into what we call patterns. And we actually ship with the appliance a set of patterns that we found are common. Patterns, for how custom nodes and deployment managers and web servers are typically put together. So we've got a whole series of these patterns, but you can also construct your own from blank tablet. You can now pull parts from multiple images even. You can pull the database parts in, and the application server and process server, and mix and match things as necessary. The other critical piece that you can do with patterns is you can bring any of your scripts in. And it's as simple as dragging the scripts onto whichever node you want them deployed on, and Webs for Cloudburst is going to take care of getting them over, getting them started for you, passing in all the right parameters to them. So these patterns really become your application. Your application's in there, web sphere's in there, and you can make a real self-service catalog for your applications. We won't really show you today all the capabilities we have around, with different granular permissions and things, how you can really have custom views and, have custom clouds and things for deployment. But you really have a lot of tools here at your disposal for making, true self-service if you want, or at least, making it very simple for, your IT teams to do deployments of consistent patterns for whatever the applications are that you need to support. So as I mentioned, there are a set of preloaded patterns. This is an example of some of the ones we provide with the application server right on the box. We have the single server. We have a cluster pattern, which has multiple IHS nodes, multiple custom nodes, and deployment manager. A development variation of that where the deployment manager and the HTTP server are on the same virtual machine, that we see that one used a lot. We've got a large cluster, and when that gets configured, it has some different settings by default to handle the fact that there's a lot more custom nodes involved. We have advanced options on these patterns, so with clicks of a button, you can get the different session persistence options that you want, or configure global security and messaging. So this is our way to really make it simple to set up the kinds of complex deployment patterns that in the past would have taken you a fair amount of time to figure out and get scripted and everything. And you're doing all this without writing a script of your own for this particular aspect. You would just need to bring in the scripts for doing your application deployment and any application-specific configurations. So, I know there's a bunch of folks who say, well, we figured out WebSphere Application Server, but I don't know too many people who really can say that they've got Process Server automated to the point that we can do with the appliance, and the speed that we can now get Process Server topologies up. And so pre-configured patterns for Process Server, there's standalone variations, but then they're actually patterns that represent, what is known as the gold topology, and it's called the single machine scalable, as well as one that will be deployed across five virtual machines, the database server, the proxy server, the deployment manager, as well as your application cluster, support cluster, and messaging clusters. So these are multiple variations with a push of a button, but you can also go into these and customize the sizes of the virtual machines and the names and the passwords and things. But all of the configuration of all of this stuff is all automated for you. The databases are all set up correctly. Everything gets started in the right order. So truly, if you're moving in, if you're currently using or you're planning to use Process Server or Portal Server, we've put a tremendous amount of work into getting these patterns where they can work for you. And I'd love to see you use this appliance as opposed to having to repeat the work that we've done to get these environments up. So those are the patterns, and they all live on the appliance to start with, but they need to run somewhere. And this is what you bring, and you will tell WebSphere Cloudburst. You can point it to a virtual center or VM control, and basically we will then take control of, one, two, however many hypervisors that you have. And this becomes your cloud, and you can subset these hypervisors and things if you want. That just depends on how you want to administer the environment. And then what happens is we will actually spin up these virtual machines. And when we do, we need to inject in IP addresses. So you will need to provide us that set of IP addresses that we will use. And of course, you need to provide the storage. And as I mentioned earlier, that can be local or SAN storage. So you bring the hypervisors, the storage, and the IP addresses. And you just tell us about those once administratively. And that'll all be hidden then from the users that you set up to deploy. They're not going to have to know because Webs for Cloudburst is going to take care of finding the hypervisor that's got enough space and getting everything done for you. So that's all completely transparent. So it's very much a self-service system that you can enable here. On Webs for Cloudburst, when it's working on PowerVM, I like to mention that we do have some prereqs. Most of these you probably already have in your environment, but we actually talk to system director running VM control. We also are leveraging NIM and HMC. So if you are setting up a PowerVM cloud for Webs for Cloudburst to talk to, you will need the VM control and NIM and HMC set up in place, and that's what Webs for Cloudburst will use. VMware ESX, you can have Virtual Center or not, that's your choice, or the Webs for Cloudburst appliance can also talk to ZVM. And so then how this flow works is from the appliance, you would choose one of the patterns that you've made, and this may have a lot of your customization, your custom scripts. And when you choose that, then under the covers, Webs for Cloudburst is going to pick out the hypervisors from the cloud that was predefined. We're going to create the virtual machines. So in this case, there are actually four virtual machines created, and we create them across multiple hypervisors because we want to make sure that if a particular physical hypervisor went down in a case where we've got a cluster, then we would have the custom nodes spread across the physical hardware also. Webs for Cloudburst is going to inject in the IP addresses. It's going to start up the virtual machines. It's going to start up WebSphere. And then it's going to also run your scripts all in the correct order. So really, with just a click of a button over here, putting in, whatever information you guys decide you want to expose around passwords and things, we can then take care of getting all of this set up, picking all the hypervisors, getting the right place for the best performance, getting everything started, everything run, and you haven't had to do anything. And the best part of this is that pattern that lives on that box. And if you want to go in 5 minutes later and hit go, you're going to get the identical deployment. If you go back in a month, you're going to get the identical deployment. So this is fully repeatable. So those problems of, I don't know what I did, why it ran here, doesn't run anymore, all that gets eliminated because these patterns are really codifying what you want to happen, and the same thing is going to happen every time. So if we bring it all together, we have the catalog, the patterns. Once they're deployed on virtual machines, we call it a virtual system. You can interface with this from the UI, from the CLI, or through REST APIs. Once these applications are up and running out in the cloud, it is just like you deployed these the way you do today, except it got there a whole lot faster and easier. We're bringing up whole WebSphere cells, in 15 to 20 minutes. This is from the ground up. All started, all done, your scripts are running. And you can then, as the administrator or the user, you're going to interface with these exactly like you do today. So there's no change from that perspective. So it's really not involved in the running of that application. That all remains the same, and anything that you did today, you could continue to do. So those are the basic concepts. I want to talk a little bit though about some of the opportunities for customization because this is truly a differentiator with Webs for Cloudburst. And I've looked at a lot of different products and technologies that help with virtualization, and I can honestly say that this model that we have here is really very unique, both in the variation that it gives you as well as how simple it is to make the kinds of customizations that you need. There's really three places that you can do customization, and I expect that you will use all three of them because they all have different reasons for being in the product. The first one is what we call extend capture. And this is done on those base images in the catalog. So we're shipping you, say, WebSphere Application Server 7007, but your company, and your company ABC in this case, because those are the first three letters in the alphabet, you have OS tuning that you want for security or something that you do to every operating system. You probably have some standard monitoring, and I don't know what company that monitoring came from. And guess what? Though I'd love it was Tivoli, I don't really care from a WebSphere Cloudburst perspective. You may have, database drivers. So you've got things that you want in every single deployment. And so what we have is a way where it's called extend capture, where you can actually deploy the base image from the catalog, go ahead and go in and install whatever these things are that you want in that base image, and then WebSphere Cloudburst will capture that back, and that becomes the base image that's used for every single one of your deployments. So this is a change you only have to make once, and it gets reused. So very, very powerful. So you will want to do that for those security auditing monitoring kinds of things. Then the next area of customization are the patterns. And as I mentioned, we give you a set of patterns or you can build them up from scratch, and you're going to customize what components you want. You want deployment managers, custom nodes, HTTP servers, DB2, the pieces and how they connect to each other, the versions of the software you want to use. You're going to configure all of those things. You can configure how many nodes, all of these with the push of a button. There's a set of parameters that we provide with these images around cell names, node names, passwords and things. You can go into the pattern and you can provide the defaults, or you can provide the values that you want used each time and keep them from ever being asked again. So all that is within this pattern. And so you want it changed each time it's deployment, make it a variable in the leave it as a variable in the pattern that gets open. If you want that deployment manager every time it goes out to have one CPU and 1 gig of memory, you just lock it down as part of the pattern. Point and click kinds of stuff, very simple. Then the next thing that you do is you have those script packages. Remember, these can be your existing script packages, they can be new ones you write. You're just dragging them on to where you want them to run. So, if you're in a cell environment, your applications you'd put on the deployment manager node and we would execute them to deploy your application, do your configuration. These scripts, you can very simply just add parameters into them. These parameters can also just be locked down or left open for deploy time, and these will behave just like the ones that we provided from IBM as part of the pattern. So the variables that you extend with all just transparently, are behaving the same way. So you can customize these patterns. You can put your scripts in. Those scripts will run at deploy time. So this is just a very powerful way of customizing, where you can have things you do once that apply to everything. You can have, things at the pattern level. You can then have scripts, so you can have variation each time the patterns are deployed, and you can get down to, input variables that will be asked each time the pattern is deployed. The end user can change them. So very, very nice techniques to have the specifics of what you want in the deployment. So that's a very quick overview of the major concepts in WebSphere Cloudburst. This is a pretty new product. We just released WebSphere Cloudburst 2.0 in June of 2010. And this just gives you a sense of how we've built out. We shipped our first version in June of last year, and that was our VMware support with the patterns, the clustering, the main capabilities were in the product for WebSphere Application Server running on VMware. And then what we did in the latter half of 2009, the beginning of 2010, is we expanded out the clouds that you could bring to add PowerVM and ZVM, all with the exact same paradigm. And we also have been working on our integration with Rational, very nice integration with Rational Automation Framework for WebSphere, as well as our integration with our Tivoli products, the Tivoli Service Automation Manager. These are optional, of course, but if you're using those products, very, very interesting integration, very compelling solutions. And then in the second quarter in June of 2010, WebSphere Cloudburst 2.0, where we've introduced this ability to have multi-image patterns, so to combine WebSphere and DB2 together. We've got the ability now, after you've deployed the nodes, to add nodes into these running virtual systems. We added in the intelligent management pack, so you have the on-demand routing capabilities and health policies all there with a click of a button. We've added in a license awareness, so we actually will manage your licenses and be able to give you warnings and things. This is a feature that our customers have really been excited about. And we've also, rounded out the images with the Process Server, Portal Server. The application server is now available with VMware with both SLES and Red Hat operating systems. A very much, quickly getting you more and more capabilities. I want to leave you with one use case example. This is an internal use case, but it's really, I think, a neat one because it's our application server test team, and they were very typical in a lot of ways of what we see with you guys, right? Hardware utilization really low, challenges because of virtualization. People can spin new virtual machines up so quickly, but then they're not compliant with all of the processes that you want. The need to do things better, faster, quicker. So this team already had a pretty automated processes, but the adoption of WebSphere Cloudburst has done a number of things for the team. We've standardized through the images and the patterns. I've talked about how you can customize this. So the custom images that it produced now are compliant with our own IBM security guidelines. And this has got to the level where now there have been no security compliance issues, which is really exciting to this team because it's allowing them to work much more effectively and without some of the constraints of multiple layers of firewalls that would otherwise be required. We've really been able to drive up server utilization up typically around the 60% range. The time that it's taken to do the deployments was initially quite optimized at about 2 hours, but that's down to about 18 minutes now. And the other part of this use case, which I found very interesting, is we really got very effective reuse of existing hardware and also of the existing scripts that were in place. So a very good story of being able to bring in the WebSphere Cloudburst appliance, use your existing hardware, use your software assets, and really improve your utilization, get faster time, as well as really getting this sort of repeatable deployments with your compliance that you want. And there's money here to be saved. We've seen over about $500,000, direct cost savings, and we're estimating over $2 million from the efficiency that being able to really crank through these tests and this enablement of agile development that this has given us. So we have lots more information on this which we'd love to share with you because it's a wonderful example of how the appliance can really be applied to give you these fast, repeatable deployments, very automated fashion. We also have a samples gallery, which we'll encourage you to use with sample script packages that you can add, as well as sample CLIs for things like, you want to apply maintenance to all of your systems with just a single CLI. So lots of things leveraging the automation that Webs for Cloudburst can give you that are available for download. Here are the resources that I'd love for you to take a look at and learn more. I want to highlight there's a whole set of demos, and they're all short. Five minutes, I think, is the longest to show you these features from the overview to specifics of how you would move a pattern from VMware to PowerVM, how you can apply maintenance. And we have a whole set of articles, that drill into concepts like extend capture and using patterns and scripts. So, thank you very much for joining me today. I hope this helps you to appreciate how you can use Webs for Cloudburst, how it can really help you to reduce your risks and errors by giving you very repeatable deployments. We really have a very nice model combined with the appliance and our fine-grained automation to give you, very nice security as you move into this shared cloud environment. I have never yet seen anyone whose automation could deploy and configure WebSphere faster than what we can do from the appliance. And it's not just about deployment. We can get your maintenance packages out and really simplify your overall management. So thank you for joining me today, and I really hope that you will take advantage of the resources, look at the demos, and come and join us and see a proof of technology.